You ever find like an abnormally like long hair on your dick? And just like, where'd this come from?
No.
Not? Definitely happens to people.
I take care of that.
No, it's not like attached to you. It's just a hair, like someone else's hair.
Oh, then no.
It's just like, why is there a hair on my dick?
I don't know. Who are you letting down there? Shedding their hair.
Nobody right now. That's why I was surprised.
This is Wasted Information. Wasted Information.
The Happy Hour.
This is the Wasted Information Happy Hour. I'm Jimmy.
I'm Brandon.
So this week, out of the ordinary, I broke up two duck fights.
Are you sure they were fighting?
Yeah, well, ducks have been known to rape, so could have been a sexual assault.
Either way, good Samaritan. Okay.
Yeah.
Whether it was assault or sexual misconduct.
It wasn't consensual. Well, first, because I have a pond back behind my apartment, so I'm taking my dog out. And the weirdest thing, there was a guy across the pond just sitting on a bench, just chilling.
As one does.
Well, while this is going down, like I walk out and I see three ducks. There's one duck, the aggressor, is like swimming up behind another duck, like biting him like in the back of the head and neck and like forcing his head underwater. It's like trying to drown it. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then a third duck was like going after the aggressor duck, like it was trying to stop it. But it was just this other duck, the one getting attacked, is just trying to get away and its head's all wet and this one's just attacking it. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I look over, guy's just kind of sitting there chilling. It's like, gotta do something about this. What, you gonna let this happen?
Yeah, it's nature, man. You just let it go.
I don't want a dead duck floating around in that pond because I know the fact that it took a week to get my toilet fixed, that duck's never leaving.
It's like the, have you seen the video of the two pigeons in New York? They just...
Oh, it's basically the same thing, but without the train.
They just walked the other pigeon right off the side of the track into the train, oncoming train.
Yeah, it's similar to that, but ducks in a pond.
But smart, like, ducks are smarter. Get rid of the evidence.
I know. Except I was watching. So I threw a rock at them.
They don't give a fuck about you.
Well, I didn't throw the rock at them. I threw it in their direction so it would sploosh right by them to just throw them off. And it worked.
This guy on the bench is probably like, look at that asshole throwing rocks at ducks.
Well, because I'm talking. He could hear me from across the pond. It's not that big. Like, what the fuck is this? And I picked up a rock and I threw it towards it and it splashed. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And they swam away. So the second one was a couple days later.
Same pond.
No, it was in the parking lot. But I think it was the same ducks because it's the same situation of three ducks, one getting attacked.
There's clearly like a duck love triangle going on here.
It has to be, but they're all mallards. It could be like just a territory thing, like duck mafia.
Maybe it's a forbidden mallard love.
It's not love. It's very violent.
One of them might be a jaded lover.
Or maybe the one getting attacked is the mistress. Mistress.
Mister?
It doesn't sound... See, that's misogyny for you. There's no... Mistress is like such a dirty word. It's like, what's the male version? Mister. Just a mister? Bullshit. Anyway, so I'm driving home. It's dark out. I see a commotion going on in the parking lot. Okay. Like, it could be trash bowling. But it's three ducks, one of which is like attacking one. Like, very violent. It could have been a sexual assault, because ducks are known to do that with their big old corkscrew penises. Then the third duck, I don't know if he's like...
It'd be really difficult with a penis in that shape to like...
It's meant for it. It explodes out.
That's fair. It is like spring-loaded. But
anyway. That's fair. So they're fighting, but there's three ducks in this... One, again, one's trying to get away, and then one's like attacking them. So I honk my horn, and that doesn't do nothing. So I pull up next to him, roll my window down, and I start yelling at him. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? Get out of here.
I'm glad you're asserting your presence in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
You are now the guy who yells at the ducks.
I police the ducks.
The guy that was enjoying his evening on the bench at the pond probably went home and was like, yo, honey, the guy across the pond's a fucking lunatic. He's over here yelling at ducks, throwing rocks at them. And then like a couple days later, he's like, honey, he's out there again.
No, he didn't see
yelling,
that.
He's
on the opposite side of the pond, which is the opposite.
You used to see shit all the time.
There is no way from where he lives on that side of the pond. I was on the opposite side. No, there was definitely three people in the parking lot, like feet away from me, that watched it go down. They're the ones that live across the hall from me too. So they saw it. So they know I'm the guy that yells at ducks.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess it's good. You know, don't fuck with the.
But then they're the ones when I got home, like as I parked, like five people come walking out of there and I walk inside and their front door is just open.
So speaking of adventures with neighborhood animals, I have one minor one and then the major one. The minor one, I also had a bird incident this week where yesterday I was doing some yard work in my front yard and I was pushing the yard bin back to the backyard. As I walked through the gate, I just had two robins just like dive bomb me. I think they were already going at it. I think they were fighting and I got in their way and like they were just swooping through, but it was probably about 2 feet away from my face. They were just coming straight at me and then like swooped up and away. Definitely dropped the yard bin. Wasn't too happy about that. Like normally I don't care. Like birds don't really, you know, I don't care about birds. I like birds. But when you walk through a gate and something's flying at your face, it's never a good time.
Yeah.
Two. So my neighbor dog, I've talked about him before, Captain. He's a cool dog. Jack's best friend. They sit at the fence and just look at each other. And I've talked about it a little bit before, like how he's gotten out of their yard. And like he'll just kind of walk around and he'll be in my front yard sometimes. He's been across the street and I've like called him back over. But they were good. They fixed the gate. So he hasn't been getting out like that. And normally he's a really good dog anyway. Like they'll take him for rides and stuff and like they'll get out of the car and they'll just let him go. And like he'll walk around the front yard and wait for them. And then he'll go in the house when they call him. Like he's a good dog. Anyway, the other morning I looked up. My dog's going crazy. I was like, what is happening? And Captain was outside and like in our front yard. And I was like, oh, well, maybe the neighbor's out there like getting ready to go to work. Like he'll put him in. And I looked over there. I was like, nope. Like it was, there was none, like they're, the other car wasn't out there. I was like, all right, well, clearly something's up. So like I went out and I sat on my front porch and I just called him over. I was like, Captain, come here. And he like ran up and he just like came and sat by me and was just hanging out on my porch with me for a little while. I was like, all right, we should probably go home now. And I just told him to go home and he did. He just walked next door and like went to the back. I was like, all right, well, he's clearly there. And I looked over and they have a big double gate like that you can push like a, they have like a riding lawnmower that they can drive through with this double gate. It was open and they had been mowing the grass the night before. I was like, oh, they just forgot to close it or whatever. I didn't really think nothing of it. And a couple hours later, Jack's going nuts again. And I look out there and Captain's out front again. And I was like, okay, they still didn't close the gate. So I get my shoes on and I go over. I was going to go tell him. And she's the neighbors, they're watching these two really tiny little chihuahuas. Like if they each weigh 2 pounds, I'd be surprised. The chihuahuas were out this time. And like, so as I'm walking over there, like, hey, you know, your gate's open. Like one of the chihuahuas runs up and was like, oh, hey, there's someone over here. Oh, I can go through here and like walk. So I literally like knocked on the door and I've never just like knocked on their door. Like I'll talk to them over the fence, but never knock on their door. So I like knocked on their door. I think I rang the doorbell first and there's no answer. I waited a little bit and I was like messing with the dog in the front yard. And then I knocked on the door and she was like clearly kind of annoyed that someone was at the door. She's like, hey, I was like, I just like pointed. The chihuahua's next to me on the ground. It's like kind of pointed at the chihuahua. She's like, oh shit. I was like, yeah, your gate's open. She's like, ah, crap. She's like, thanks. I'll go get it. I was like, yeah, Captain got out earlier, but I didn't think nothing of it. He just came out and hung out with me for a little while. Yeah, so these chihuahuas would have been gone, though. Like, we have, like, hawks and shit that circle our neighborhood all the time. And I've definitely seen them come down and, like, go after squirrels and shit. So these little chihuahuas would have been nothing. So I like to think I saved a couple chihuahuas. If nothing else, I bonded with the neighbor dog. Now when I walk back to the fence, he gets really excited and thinks I'm going to hang out with him. What else is going on? Is it time for actual news?
Yeah, are we going to go with local news first? And then go into some
local news. I got local news.
My local news isn't too fancy. I think you came with the energy like yours was really good.
It's not.
I just looked up something. Basically, with people, with the vaccines becoming more available in Indiana,
yes,
Governor Holcomb decides, I'm going to rescind the mask like mandate. So people aren't required. Granted, Indiana has a very low percentage of citizens getting vaccinated right now.
Yeah.
So it's going pretty badly. But then he's like, oh, well, we'll rescind the mask mandates. I heard people talking about it at work. It's like, oh, man, can't wait to stop wearing these because they're going to it's like, why? We're in such a wrong direction.
Also, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure the state, he's like, hey, the state mandate's gone. Indianapolis as a city still has a mask mandate in place.
Yeah. Well, because local government, and he said, like, businesses, it's to their discretion. And he also said, which makes it even stupider, he's like, I'll still wear my mask when I go out because it's the responsible thing to do. Why are you trying to make it a moral issue when you just changed the law, but then you're going to try to say it was like, but you still wear a mask even though it's not.
Oh, that was 100% just trying to appease both sides. So the Republicans won't get all shitty with him for making them wear a mask and you know their take on it.
Yeah.
Also, he thinks then the people on the left will be like, well, see, look, he told them he's still going to wear his mask. He's being responsible. So we can't be that mad. There's been like recent violence in Northern Ireland. And I was listening to a report this morning that was, so the government came out and they've been putting, I don't know. There's been all kinds of different comments on this and then from each side. And the government's official stance was, yeah, don't do anything illegal. I was like, that's your official stance? they came out and they're like, hey, you stop it. Like, it was the stupidest. I'm trying to find the actual. I'm trying to see if I can find the actual quote. I don't think I can find it this quick. But I was just listening to it on the radio this morning. I was like, this is the dumbest. Like, their official stance is don't do anything illegal. Isn't that just the rule? Like, yeah. That's not a special, like, circumstance for these attacks. So mine's not really, I mean, it's kind of news, but it's not big news. There's an interesting little tidbit attached on the end of mine that I wanted to discuss and figure out. See if we can figure out why it was a thing. So at one of the really, really busy intersections in Lexington, there's a vacant Walmart. It was actually the first Walmart in Lexington, built in like the early 90s. And it's been vacant for quite a while. There's a couple other little stores around it, but essentially like the strip mall complex was anchored by this Walmart. It's like 30% capacity right now. It's pretty rundown. But Lexington Motorsports plans to buy the shopping center that Walmart used to be in. And they sell like motorcycles, ATVs, stuff like that. So in order to do that, they had to go up to the Urban County Council and get a couple things changed about the deed and the like zoning around there. Because there was a couple deed restrictions that prohibited the selling of vehicles and outdoor storage specifically. So they're like, all right, cool. We'll take a vote on that. And the neighborhood had some input on both sides, whatever. That's one thing. Like, I understand like zoning and deed restrictions that are like meant to determine like what kinds of stores and shops are going to go places. You know, there was in the same deed restriction, there was also a part of it that included prohibition on bars and nightclubs. And they lifted part of that as well. So they're like, okay, if they want to put something in here, like an entertainment complex or something, like a bowling alley or a Dave and Buster or something like that, so that sells beer, right? They could do that. Cool. I get all of these deed restrictions. Then I'm reading about this. They're like, okay, we're doing a final vote here. We'll do a final vote to finalize the deal there. The neighbors had some concerns about like some fencing to be fixed. Fine, fine, fine. I understand all this is normal stuff for businesses, right? But there's one line they snuck in at the end of this article. And I was like, I don't know why it's there. I have absolutely no idea why it's here. So there's one last part in here that just says the proposed resolution would also lift a restriction prohibiting veterinarian clinics in the shopping center. Why in the original deed restrictions were veterinarian clinics restricted? Like, what is so unique about vets? And I was talking about this with my wife, and she's like, that legitimately just sounds like someone on the council had some personal vendetta against a veterinarian and just didn't want them to, like, they knew of a vet that lived in that neighborhood, and they're like, no, we're gonna fuck over this guy so he can't open a practice right next to him, next to the new Walmart. And just, like, why? That's such a random, I can't for the life of me think about why vets would be restricted anywhere. Like, yeah, okay, like, what are they concerned about? Like, dogs barking? Random medical waste? Like, I don't understand. But so if anyone has ideas, let us know. But it looks like it's all going to go through. And whether there's vets or not, doesn't matter. So on to bigger news. You were talking about lifting the mask mandate in Indiana. Texas, as we talked about before, has also lifted their mask mandate. It's coinciding with the start of Major League Baseball season. And the Texas Rangers had their first home game and were open at full capacity. Zero restrictions a few days ago. I don't think that it was a sold out crowd, but it was like 95% full or something. And that seems like a bad idea for Texas. Someone who's not vaccinating people very quickly. Not as many people want to get vaccinated there in a big city, and they're going to crowd a few thousand people in a stadium. I'd recommend not doing things like that if you're not vaccinated. Along with our, we got to finish sports.
We got to start sports.
I mean, that was my segue into sports. Texas Rangers.
The XFL.
You heard any more about the CFL-XFL merger?
Not at all.
It's probably maybe potentially going to happen. They're still talking about it, which is good. Canadian Football League, XFL, we're going to make it happen. They're talking about potentially expanding internationally too, which is cool. I want more sports options. Oh, speaking of Canada, Canadian Football League, something that's randomly been on lately that I've got sucked into, I've been watching, is the World Men's Curling Championship right now in Calgary. We talked about my love of curling a few episodes ago. I don't know what's going on half the time. I mean, I know the scoring. I know generally how it's played. Their strategy and why they do things. No clue why they do it. But it is entertaining as hell to watch. It's a great background show. I highly recommend it. I think it's on... it's been on like Fox Sports Network. I don't know. But if you need a good background show during the day, the U.S. men are doing very good. They're the reigning Olympic champs. Ooh, actually, yeah, Canada almost got eliminated today, but they beat Germany, so they're in. They're getting into the playoff stage very soon. So keep an eye on that. Or don't. I don't care. It's curling. Do we want to cover... I need something to go on here. You're giving me nothing.
This picture right here. I'm... really distracted by news.
Matt Gaetz.
I want to know. I need to know how to pronounce his name, and I didn't know that was the voice that was going to come out.
Well, now we're talking about Matt Gaetz, so go for it.
You know about Matt Gaetz.
We do. I think we talked about him a little bit last time.
I don't think so.
No. Well, refresh our memories in case we didn't.
Well, according to one obviously a little biased article, Matt Gaetz, the GOP representative in Florida, he's the U.S. representative. Matt Gaetz, as that one video, Vanity Fair report: Matt Gaetz is well and truly fucked. House Ethics Committee to investigate Matt Gaetz. Republican Matt Gaetz faces called to resign from member of his own party. Matt Gaetz paid a...
Also, it's been like one guy called for him to resign when like half of the Democrats have.
Yeah. Matt Gaetz paid associate $900, who then gave $900 to three young women.
Ooh.
Wait. So
he paid the guy $900 once, and that guy turned around and gave $900 each to three different women?
In two late-night Venmo transactions in May 2018, Republican Matt Gaetz sent his friend, the accused sex trafficker Joel Greenberg, $900. Next morning, over the course of 8 minutes, Greenberg used the same app to send three young women varying sums of money. In total, the transactions accounted to $900. As you go down, Seminole County auditors flagged hundreds of those payments as questionable and unaccounted for, and in total found more than $300,000 in suspicious or unjustified expenses. Greenberg and Gaetz are also connected on Venmo to at least one other woman whom Greenberg paid with taxpayer funds using government-issued credit card. Gaetz and Greenberg share Venmo connections with at least two women who received payments from Greenberg, and both have professional relationships with each other.
I hope they were using like the emojis, like when you Venmo someone and you use...
Well, it said he put test and sent him $900.
Test, eggplant emoji, little squirt emoji.
Yeah. Greenberg, who was first indicted last year and has now been charged on 33 counts, including sex trafficking of a minor, bribery, stalking, and defrauding the Paycheck Protection Program, was recently arrested again after violating the terms of his bond. So, Gaetz isn't looking too good right now.
What was the term they used? Royally fucked? That sounds about right.
I don't remember what I said. Play it back. I already closed the phone. Never really heard of this guy before today, but then all of a sudden,
Epstein situation. It's been building. I didn't know it was that bad. Originally, it was like he has connections to this dude, and there was one count of potentially sexual misconduct with a minor against Gaetz. And now it seems pretty bad. I mean, that was bad enough, but
yeah, very, as they say in the business, damning evidence, but they don't slur it. They say damning evidence like a normal human.
Damn, that's some evidence.
Heinz ketchup. I started that sentence bad. There is a shortage of Heinz ketchup.
This is what I'm gonna, yeah, so you sent me the headline, but is it specifically just Heinz?
The condiment is in high demand at restaurants and fast food chains. It's literally Kraft Heinz confirmed to USA Today on Tuesday that it is working to increase supplies, such as adding manufacturing lines that will increase production about 25% for a total of more than 12 billion packets a year.
You know why this happened?
COVID.
Because it's not even the supply chain though. It's the back end of it. It's everyone started doing carry out and to go orders.
Yeah.
And the people fucking stuffing these orders, they don't care. So they just, every time there's a carry out order, they just grab a handful of them and throw 35 ketchup packets in your bag.
Yeah.
Hold and up. Normally it would, you would only have like a third of.
Hold up. Orders. Randomly in this article, other recent shortages include grape nuts, cereal, and microchips. Why are those the two you bring up? Grape nuts and microchips, which is affecting car production and used car prices.
Yeah.
What do grape nuts have to do with cars?
I don't know. I did see grape nuts is having a comeback. The microchips one, I was listening to a report on that the other day, and I was 5 minutes in. They didn't say microchips. They were just saying there's a chip shortage, and they kept saying there's a chip shortage and it's affecting this and this and these countries and the manufacturer. And it legitimately took me like 3 minutes to figure out they were not talking about potato chips. They were talking about microchips. I was so confused as like why the international potato chip trade like was affecting like cars.
No, but there'll never be a potato chip shortage because every bag is a shortage technically. Because there's so much air and not chips in the bag.
They've been doing better to shrink. They were smarter. They shrink the bag size now to save money on bag production.
But it's still the same couple chips. It's just a smaller bag, so it looks like it's more.
Yeah.
That's the same logic as fucking daylight savings time.
Saving.
But yes. You're not. I think it's like a Native American quote of
no, it's
only the white man would cut a foot off the bottom of a blanket, sew it to the top, and say it's a bigger blanket. White people.
Does that blanket have smallpox?
It's SARS, but...
Okay. No, it wasn't. What?
SARS blanket. No, that was from a... What's it called? South Park. Their parody of that.
Yes.
They had SARS blankets, but the cure was 7-Up and Campbell's chicken noodle soup.
As one does.
But like we talked about soda before, 7-Up, I rarely even, like, younger didn't even think of it as a soda. I thought of it as, like, a medicinal drink because you were given soda.
You only have it when you're sick.
Yeah, but if you look at it, it's pound for pound the same as, like, Sprite and Coke and, like, Mountain Dew as far as amount of sugar. Like, you get a 20-ounce bottle, there's 77 grams of sugar in a 7-Up. And I was like, how? Yeah. This is supposed to, like, make you feel better. Give me gut rot.
That's part of it. You get a sugar rush and you feel better for half a second. You need that. You need that when you're sick. You need those little bursts of energy. That's how I felt today after my job. I've had little bursts of energy and then just crash. But
speaking of soda, I had a soda today. Surprise, surprise. What? But not the regular sodas. It is one I haven't seen in a long time. You don't see it at too many reputable establishments. Only like, I was going to say back alley gas stations. Like the independent gas stations that don't have an actual name. It's just a standalone gas station. We'll usually have it, but it's a Barks Red Cream Soda.
Ah, that's not what I thought you were going.
I say it's a delicacy in the soda world because you don't see it often.
That used to be one of my go-tos, one of my favorites.
But then at the same time, drinking it, like you get halfway through a 20-ounce bottle, it's like, what am I putting into my body right now?
It's so sweet, if I remember correctly.
It definitely is.
It's been a long time. The only soda I have is lemon lime soda. It's usually not even Sprite. I was going to say Sprite. It's not Sprite. It's usually just the Kroger brand lemon lime soda.
Anyway, that wasn't really news. That was just a thing.
I mean, ketchup shortage is a news.
Is news. Me drinking a soda isn't a news.
I mean, if I drink a soda, it'd be a news.
You know who's not having a shortage of ketchup? Chicago. They haven't even noticed. I feel
like their demand's pretty low to begin with.
A lot of places don't even carry it.
It's very true.
Like, I had a friend tell me about that in college where he watched. No. I think he said he was in Chicago and there was like some like middle-aged white guy at one of these hot dog type establishments and asked for ketchup. And the guy's like, we don't have ketchup. He's like, why not? It's because we don't. And the guy was like getting shitty with him. It's like, why can't I have ketchup on my hot dog? He's like, you know what? You can get the fuck out. And he's like, what? He's like, I own this place. I don't give a fuck. Get out. But he got that heated over fucking ketchup. Granted, we've talked about it before. I don't really fuck with ketchup like I did as a kid. I'll put ketchup on a burger, but it's usually not the sole condiment. It's usually with mayo and or mustard. But I
make some special sauce.
Yeah, but I don't normally just use ketchup on. Definitely don't on hot dogs. That's a cardinal sin.
It depends what's going on. Every now and then I'm feeling it.
There's too many usually other
not
options.
Up on a straight like. Not up on a straight like naked dog, but like a corn dog.
I'd
dabble in some ketchup.
I'd have to have ketchup and mustard.
Yeah.
Like to switch back and forth. It's like ketchup just gets too sweet. It's such an odd flavor. Ketchup based things are okay, but like just straight ketchup, I don't usually fuck with it too much. Different strokes for different folks.
Speaking of strokes. Oh, God, that would have been an awful segue.
I know exactly what you're going for, too. I don't think it was a stroke.
What was it?
One article said apparent drug overdose.
Really?
But I don't have any validity to that.
I never would have thought that's how Prince Philip died. The drug overdose.
Guess we were talking about two different things.
I had a different Prince Philip joke queued up, but that one just walked right in there. That was good.
Well, I was talking about DMX. I don't give a fuck about Prince Philip.
DMX also did die today.
Yes. He suffered a heart attack.
He was on life support earlier this week.
Yeah. So. They held a vigil for him. Not to make light on someone passing away, but I thought about the vigil and I thought about people singing like in a church hymn type voice. So I started singing Party Up in that style. It's like, y'all gonna make me lose my mind. And then like the crowd. Up in here. And so on. But RIP to DMX.
Ew.
Granted, enough people keep, like with any celebrity death, people posting, oh my God, rest in peace, DMX, which is the Anthony Jeselnik joke of anytime there's a tragedy. Anytime there's a tragedy.
Tragedy? I can't even say what you fucked up.
I don't know. Anytime there's a tragedy and someone posts thoughts and prayers or RIP, what they're really saying is, yeah, that was bad, but don't forget about me.
Yeah. You didn't know him.
You're like, but then the people that
are the most influential. Fuck, you haven't even listened to him in 3 years. Come on.
Three? You party up at the bar once in a blue moon. You're like, you sing the chorus and then do that petering out of like just looking around or take a drink or start having idle chit chat because you don't know the chorus.
Yo, the Rough Riders anthem was it's the start of my like workout mix.
Nice.
That was always since college.
X gonna give it to you. Let's name all the hits that most people know.
My favorite one was I don't remember that. So it was like, fuck, when was the George Zimmerman thing? Like 2013, 2014? Do you remember this? DMX was scheduled to fight George Zimmerman.
That's true.
Yeah. His quote, I found his quote the other day. Someone posted it. So Zimmerman canceled the match after DMX gave a quote to TMZ. DMX said, I'm going to beat the living fuck out of him. I'm breaking every rule in boxing to make sure I fuck him up right. Zimmerman just backed out. That would have been such a good fight.
It wouldn't have been a good fight. It would have been entertaining to watch. Oh,
man, it would have been so good. It's like watch someone punch Zimmerman across the face. Other than DMX, Prince Philip also passed.
Which one is Prince Philip?
The Queen's husband.
The guy that looked like he'd been dead for the last 18 years. Why does that matter?
Because it's the Queen's husband.
Who gives a turkey? Pardon the Queen, my French, probably. It's her fault. She probably been sucking his life force this whole time.
Probably. I mean, that's the only excuse she's had.
He was 44.
What?
He was 44. No one's mentioning that.
He only looked 99.
Exactly.
That's going to be a fucking awkward ass family reunion at that funeral.
People boasted about that.
Have they? I haven't seen anything yet. Yeah, that's going to be a really, really fucking awkward one. He was the longest reigning royal consort.
Who's the next? Who had the title? Like, and how do you have it beat by like 70 years?
Probably. Only because she's been the longest reigning monarch for quite a while.
Yeah.
I think ever, right? In England?
No.
Yeah. Anyway.
I don't follow that shit.
Not my queen. Not my problem. The last thing I have. There's been other things, but Elon Musk has been developing this Neuralink thing. Have you seen any of this?
I've heard a lot about it in his conversations.
So there was results recently, I'm assuming this week, where they've been testing on these, I'm assuming chimpanzee. And it was like playing Pong with this neuro. Essentially, it's a brain implant, right? Lets you control electronics and computers, whatever it may be. But so this chimp was playing Pong with the Neuralink, which is interesting. So some of his partners have been discussing the possibility of using the Neuralink for de-extinction, specifically with like dinosaurs.
Why would you start with dinosaurs?
I don't know. I didn't read in the whole story, but all I read was Neuralink could be used to recreate Jurassic Park. And I was like, fucking, didn't we learn that from Jurassic Park? And then in Jurassic Park 2, and then like Jurassic World, like all of the Jurassic Park movies, you're not supposed to recreate Jurassic Park.
Basically, the moral of the story is don't play God, because it's going to fuck you in the ass.
Well, not with things that can eat you anyway.
Start with the dodo and go from there.
Yeah, but no one wants to control a dodo bird with their brain.
I'm saying bringing something back.
Yeah. There's definitely other things. There are really cool things it can be used for, right? Like, I mean, there's other.
Well, in the conversations I've heard him on Joe Rogan's podcast, where he was explaining it, and it just makes him seem like he's an alien. Like he has to be. Just how nonchalantly he talks about stuff.
Yeah.
But that's just his personality.
No. Okay.
But he said within in the next 50 years, he sees it becoming like a thing where verbal communication will be obsolete.
Yeah. Okay. We talked like he's a crazy person and doing this weird shit. I think he's the only like Renaissance man left.
Well, yeah. He's having idea. He's not trying to just stick to what's not. He's trying to further, not necessarily evolution, but like further technology, further keep stretching things, discover more parts of the universe, learn more rather than just being content with what we have. I was going to say his cars, the Teslas, they're electric cars, and they will dust any production vehicle on the road right now that uses fucking combustion engines.
Think about the different things. I mean, obviously he's got the Tesla. He's doing the Hyperloop things with the Boring Company. He's fucking sending rockets to the space and shit to Mars. Like he's doing the Neuralink thing. Dude's making flamethrowers because he can. Like it's not a flamethrower, but like he's doing so many things on so many different levels. Oh, the satellite thing. He's creating a satellite. What's it called? It's an internet, satellite based internet. So you can reach like rural areas. And I was having a discussion with someone in the airport one time about this. And he's like, one, a lot of people are like, that dude's crazy. He's just trying weird stuff and like, let him do what he wants. He's a crazy rich person. But you think back to like Benjamin Franklin, that dude was out there flying kites in the fucking storm. And it's the same thing. It's equivalent with the technology he had then. And we have now, like, it's the same shit.
Well, look at Nikola Tesla. Right. His was alternating curtain, right?
If you told anyone at that time, before like Edison and Tesla, like we're gonna harness lightning and stick it in a jar, and you can use it to light your house, like they would have fucking thought you were nuts. Like,
and then you go from that. It's like, oh, everyone, like in elementary school, our lifetime, people said
internet.
We got taught in school, not even internet. We got taught in school. You're not gonna have a calculator with you at all times,
right?
Yeah, we got more than that. There's like one picture of a guy with like headphones, like a camera or like a video camera, a regular camera, like a telephone, like all sorts of technology on him. And it's like everyone has that in their pocket now. And that's like an entire room's worth of technology.
Yeah. I mean, so when people like immediately write him off on stuff, one, don't, because he's on the same level as these people. Two, if you really look at all the things he's doing, they all fucking interlink. Like if you think about every single thing he's done, they all interlink. He's going to fucking send people to Mars. He's going to have satellites flying around up there. So we have communications. We're going to have the Neuralink system that sustains us on these flights. Like, so we can go into some sort of stasis and be sustained, still communicate. People can monitor us.
Not only that, looking just with the cars that he's developed, the autopilot system.
Yep.
Where we don't even need to, you can literally, well, I don't know how advanced it's gotten to where you can actually like take a nap while the car's driving. I
mean, people do. They're not supposed to. It's illegal, but...
Yeah. But it's getting to the point, too, where if, with the Neuralink, you could use that to drive the car. You can use that to...
And then the Boring Company, when we get to Mars, where the fuck are we going to go? We're going to have to go down. Yep. And we're going to fucking live underground there. Like, the dude's a genius. Like, he's next level.
Yeah.
Like, it's... If you're going to follow one person in business sense, and like he does some crazy shit. But I think anyone who is in the mindset to think of these things and think of the way these things connect and ways to do it here and make it make sense here and now before it has any real practical use. Like even that fucking flamethrower is going to come in handy. Guarantee you one day where you'd be like, oh, that's what that was for. The truck they're coming out with. Cybertruck, all of it.
Then also just him as a guy where it's like, oh, he's a crazy guy running this company, all this, doing all this outlandish shit. Hearing him also talk about
solar panels, I forgot about
like his shortcomings. Panels. He's not embarrassed by anything. It's just like, oh yeah, that when they had the truck that was supposed to have the indestructible windows and they threw an iron ball through it and it just shattered. He's like, oh yeah, that one's supposed to happen. But then he was discussing, he was like, yeah, well, because earlier in the day, they were constantly testing it with throwing iron balls at it. And then they hit it with like a hammer. And he's like, I think what happened was when they hit it with the hammer, it like had like a micro fracture, like not in the glass, the full pane of glass, but like down in the door. So it like. Basically, right before they brought it out, they compromised the structural integrity of it. He's like, so yeah, it's not perfect, but it just, he's like, it's kind of funny. And we were like, yeah, it's indestructible. Psh! Whoops.
Also found a way to improve it. Like,
yeah. But then that he doesn't sit there and try to harp on, try to cover up stuff. He's like, yep, we realized that was an issue. And so we're working to fix that. So now it's actually indestructible.
Yeah, I don't know. Crazy shit. It's going down.
He's a cool guy, I think. Yes. Except that kid's name. I don't fuck with that.
But he's just setting precedent. So when we get to Mars, we have a precedent how to name our children. It's going to be like region, letter, number. Like,
yeah. Like a coding system.
Yep.
Yeah, thinking of it with that mindset of it's all... for a greater purpose. It's all connected to something. That's part of it.
Yep.
It's weird as shit.
Yep. Was he the one? No, he wasn't the one. Who was the one recently who was it Musk? They're like, who's going to take over after you? And he was like, myself, like what, someone, what was this? Was this a real thing or did I watch this on TV?
I don't know.
I don't remember if this is a real thing.
You haven't said a full thought yet. So no, don't someone, even know what you're talking someone about.
Was like, I feel like it was made up. I feel like it was on TV, like a TV show. Someone was like, oh, who's going to be the successor? He's like, oh, me. Essentially cloned himself. He's been raising. It was definitely on TV. This was now that I talked this out.
I'd say on that note. Want to talk about conspiracy theories?
Yes.
The real deal.
That's all I want to do.
Redo that episode.
I don't remember what good ones we had, but yes, that.
I know my favorite one. That's all we need. And it goes with what I opened with today.
True. There's also, I mean, we can also wrap in the whole Matt Gaetz thing because there's a whole conspiracy theory about the government running child trafficking rings.
That's true.
That one might not be a conspiracy.
Yeah, that's...
We'll see. It's not funny.
Well, on that note, this has been a Wasted Information Happy Hour. I'm Jimmy.
I'm Brandon.
Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard and want to keep up with the show, make sure to subscribe on Spotify, Google, iTunes, or wherever you go to for podcasts. You can also follow us on Instagram at WastedInfo or email us at WastedInfoPod@gmail.com. Until next time, this has been Wasted Information.
The Happy Hour.